Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verses 29 through 31. Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe." Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these words are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. Prove it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There are certain things that are hard to believe unless you see it. In December, there was a story about Steph Curry making 105 three-pointers in a row at practice without missing. If you have ever played basketball, you know how impossible that sounds. With a quick Google search, you can actually watch the 5-minute video of him making three after three until he finally misses on his 106th shot. 3 days after Jesus died on the cross, he appeared in person to his disciples. They could barely believe it, and they were surprised to see Jesus in the flesh. One of the disciples, Thomas, was not there that night. The disciples told Thomas they saw Jesus, but he would not believe unless he saw Jesus himself. This is why he is often called Doubting Thomas. A week later, Jesus again visited the disciples, and this time Thomas was there with them. Thomas talked with Jesus and even touched his wounds. After seeing Jesus face to face, Thomas stopped doubting and believed. At times, we can be a lot like Thomas. We might doubt if God is real. We might doubt if Jesus could truly forgive us for a horrible thing that we have done. We might doubt if certain parts of the Bible are true. We might doubt that doing good things doesn't save us. As with Thomas, we want God to show us proof. That is exactly what God does in the Bible. We certainly can't see Jesus with our own eyes, but in the Bible we can learn that Jesus did everything needed to save us from our sins. While he was on earth, Jesus never sinned once. He gave up his own life for us by dying on the cross, and 3 days later his tomb was empty because he had risen from the dead. God gave us the Bible so that we might know and believe in Jesus as our Savior. Each time we read and study the Bible, at home or at church, God the Holy Spirit is working to strengthen our faith and trust in Jesus. The next time you find yourself doubting, open up your Bible and read God's perfect promises. Believe. Trust. Jesus, your Savior, is truly alive. We ask forgiveness for our doubts in prayer. Dear Jesus, forgive us for the times that we doubt the truth found in your word. Lead us to study the Bible often and increase our trust in your perfect promises. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.